Hello, my cutie patooties, and welcome the frick in. We are here live with my Twitch. Twitch, do you want to say hello to the YouTube gang? We are going to be listening to Sleep Token. This is the song called Hypnosis, and this is the visualizer. I can't believe I haven't listened to this one yet, so when this was recommended, I was like, thank you for keeping me on it. Before we jump into this, just a friendly reminder to please like and subscribe. And with that said, are you ready? Are you ready, Twitch? Sup. But also scuba dive. Scuba diving is super fun. I do agree with that part of that message. Teehee. Okay, let's go. Water bubbles behind. This looks like is it a sun starfish? Definitely a heavier one of theirs. Oh my gosh. That background stuff there, it almost sounds like he's doing the like back vocalizations. Just vocalizations, like not actual words. But then I also am like, is that a keyboard? Or is that like a guitar, but it's kind of like they've kind of muddled it almost? Like, I don't know exactly, but that. Okay, anyways. Whatever it is, I'm liking it. I'm like, that sounds nice. It's kind of a contrast to the heaviness. That's totally a word. The heaviness of the other parts of the music in this song. And the what he's doing with his voice too, it's like there are moments where it's so breathy, and then there are moments where he like drops off too. Na, na, mm. Like he's just really playing with his voice, and like again with those like getting louder and soft and more breathier, and then like having that like drop off, like it's almost like it's completely disconnected, but I think he just like makes it really quiet and then like almost releases with like a breathy vocal. It's very interesting to listen to. Like that? There again.
Give me all.
Like, also, okay, I do have the lyrics beside me, so I can see that these verses are gonna change, so I'm assuming that his vocals and the music is probably gonna change. But how, like, okay, another thing is, too, is that the lyrics, if you actually look at them, give me all I want, just give me all. If you were just to sing that as more, I guess, as is, you know, like, just give me all, da-da-da-da, all I want. But he takes that last word and he runs with it for, like, he just extends the length of every single line, which is also really cool. Because, I mean, when you initially look at a song and you look at the lyrics, I don't know if you're necessarily thinking, like, give them, and then into the next one. You know, like, you're not necessarily looking at it and being like, I'm going to extend that one word for 10 seconds every single time, you know? So it's just, I think it's fun, and I think it's very, and it really lends to the song too, because what he does with the end of those lyrics is he extends it by, he has this, like, run, but then he also gets, like really breathy and almost like not like a complete, like, there are times where it almost sounds like a moan, but, like, it's very, it's giving very intimate. And when you look at the lyrics too, it's literally talking about, take from me, leave nothing left, sink your teeth in, split my skin, make me bleed, give me all, just give me all. Like, it sounds like this obsessed, desperate cry for someone to just, I don't know, love them, touch them, see them, anything, just them, something, like, do you know what I mean? So it really lends to that, like, the song would not be the same and would not, I feel like, give the same energy or message without the extension of all of those breathy runs that he does at the end of all of those lyrics. Super freaking fun. Talking about how it hypnotized him. Okay. Yeah. We're definitely switching energies here. Oh, this is like a creepy, like, tail sound. I'll explain what I mean by that later. Why'd the bubbles stop? Did the bubbles stop because he's dead? Okay, wait. Okay. That last part when it switches to like a completely different energy, I am almost under is what he sings, and it's like a mix of kind of his sound before, but also more harsh. And then it goes into that last section there that is definitely a lot heavier. It kind of like at the very beginning of the song, it was quite heavy. And then we got lighter with the lyrics. But then it obviously was building up. And then we went back to that kind of that much more heavier sound. And then if you did watch the starfish, the bubbles stopped. So what I'm assuming is kind of happening is like, or what they're portraying is that he is hypnotized by this person. He is desperate and obsessed with this person and he's drowning in them. And then it gets to the end and he's like, I'm almost under. And it's like this huge struggle. And then at the end, it's kind of like there's peace, but it's very eerie and very unsettling. And when I said this felt like a tale, like it felt like, you guys have all watched like a horror movie or something with like a little doll or like a music box or something. And it's like, dun, dun, dun. It's just really creepy and unsettling, and you're just expecting. Almost felt like I'm like, he's not gonna actually do a jump scare, but there was like a small part of me that was like, but is he? Because I was like, it's creepy, it's unsettling. But I think that was like the quote-unquote calm after he stopped drowning because he could no longer breathe. But that was beautiful. That was a gorgeous song, and that's definitely going on my playlist. Gorgeous. And again, how... That's me taking all of the Sleep Token songs and being like, because they're great. They're freaking great. Love it. Love it. Thank you guys so much for recommending this. I can't believe, again, that I hadn't listened to it yet. I hope that you enjoyed my reaction to this. If you did, hit that like button, hit that subscribe if you want to see more. And I will see you cutie patooties in the next one. Bye.